Ladies and gentlemen, the holidays are right around the corner. Before you know it, turkeys will be stuffed, and that fat guy with a white beard will be breaking into your homes in the middle of the night. Don't wait until the last minute to treat yourself or the people you love in life to marvelous Christmas presents like the Corolla Christmas Card Combo. This three-bottle gift set comes with a jolly Christmas card featuring and signed by each and every person that makes this the greatest podcast in the universe. So head to CorollaDrinks.com today. Get your Corolla Christmas Card Combo for only $60. That's three bottles of your choice, plus a Christmas card signed by the entire staff for only $60. Happy holidays from everyone at Corolla Drinks.
Hey guys, Michael Malice here. Be sure to check out my weekly podcast, You're Welcome with Michael Malice, now on Podcast One. You might know me from my terrible Twitter, my horrible books, or the nonsense I spout on podcasts like Rogan and Glenn Beck. It's all there. Are you black-pilled or white-pilled for the future of the UK? What is a man?
What is a man?
Are you white-pilled or black-pilled? No, seriousness, girl.
No. I love the Jesse Lee piece of question.
The fact that you discovered that gives me hope for some of the things that I've still got that are missing.
Well, if you need James G. Blaine's autograph, you are welcome to it. Of course, being the co-author of How to Have Impossible Conversations makes you the perfect guest for this train wreck of a show. New episodes are available every Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts. You are welcome.
Well, we're going to talk to a cop from San Francisco that's pushing the book San Francisco by Michael Schallenberger, which I fully endorse. You should read that book and read The Least Amongst Us. The Least of Us, it's called Least of Us. Talk a bit about Laurel Canyon in the 70s. But before that, let's talk about Podcast One. Did you know that all of Podcast One's shows stream 24/7 at livebylive.com or on the Live by Live app? With the Live by Live app, you'll get podcasts, the latest breaking news, the best handcrafted music stations anywhere, all on the go, all for $3.99 a month, plus live events. Live by Live streams the biggest events on the planet, including iHeartRadio's Jingle Ball. Coming up in December 3rd, you can see that on December 3rd. Get it all with a free 7-day trial. Go to livebylive.com/Adam and Drew. Now let's get on with the show.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a trip. Mandate, get it on.
It's a mandate, man.
Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. What's going on, woo-hoo, man?
So, got a lot of things on my mind, but I was just, I think I was talking to you recently about how I stumbled into Laurel Canyon and was sort of mystified why anybody would live there. And yet that was considered the highest order of cultural expression during the 70s. And as I was driving through, I thought, oh, it's back. 70s are back. Peace signs everywhere. Love written on the telephone poles. Everything's shitty and run down. And I thought, oh, yeah, here we are. We've done this before. I've seen this movie before.
Well, Laurel Canyon, which is the canyon, just sort of cuts between the Sunset Strip, basically the beginning of the Sunset Strip.
And I think people know. Well, let me. Okay, go ahead, please.
I'm just trying to set the table for people who are in Indiana, Drew. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, it's the canyon that cuts between the beginning of the Sunset Strip and the San Fernando Valley. Now you may speak.
I was going to say that most people are becoming aware of it now because there was that big documentary that a lot of people saw called Laurel Canyon. And so it's something in the zeitgeist about the music industry and the composing that went on and people that lived there and did drugs all day. And it actually went back quite a bit further. I mean, there's a Charlie Chaplin house on Laurel Canyon, and there was famous stories about Robert Mitchum being arrested for doing drugs up on Lookout, or one of those, you know, whatever the one is off Lookout. But it was interesting to stumble into that again and be sort of confused by it, frankly, and confused that people like it and confused that we're really glorifying that all again.
Well, you know, I don't think people that are younger understand the cyclical nature of our being, you know, that all the stuff, you know, the stuff about it's easy for me to be a little more laissez-faire about the sky is falling than other people because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
I grew up with the climate change. Yeah. They modify the names a little bit. Ecology was we had to recycle, you know, a lot of discussion about ice ages and global warming. They shift the facts, get a little shifted around.
But they all were catastrophic, equally as catastrophic as today. Not sort of as bought in, you know, with the press and all, but still tons of catastrophizing.
1971 was 50 years ago.
Yep.
There was plenty of talk about climate and ice age and overheating and ozone.
And underheating. Ice age. No fooling. They were predicting a new ice age.
Ice age.
But I think people could miss that if you don't emphasize that,
yes,
that they were predicting a new ice age was going to destroy us.
There was a lot of discussion about the propellants and deodorant cans and the ozone.
Holes in
the
ozone.
Back then, there was a real emphasis on the ozone. Mm-hmm. So that was one big discussion. The other big discussion was the indigenous people and whose land it was and whose land we've taken who really owns the land. And
interestingly, that's kind of where that all started, really, where it really took hold.
The Indian, indigenous.
With the tear down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of ecology, a lot of pollution. They spoke more about pollution than they did about global warming.
Yeah.
It was a little more boots on the ground. It was like throwing trash out of a moving car. It was rivers that were polluted. It was a lot more local pollution. Now it's sort of global pollution, you know, but it was more literal pollution, like just trash, smokestacks, rivers.
So let me flesh that out even further and remind you of acid rain. That was going to destroy agriculture.
It came a little later.
Acid rain. Choking the rivers. They're choked. They can't.
Right.
The fish can't breathe. They're choked off. Algae blooms.
Yeah, what they didn't, you know, what they really didn't, what they didn't factor in is that rivers could be polluted, and then they would stop polluting them, and the rivers would kind of bounce back.
That was not on the menu. I was part of it.
They were just dead.
Yeah. We'd gone too far. It's over. I announced that to my parents when I got back from college my first year. I said, well, that's it. It's over. It's just over.
Yeah. So they didn't really, you know, they didn't really rely on the notion that there is a reversible course here.
No.
Things could – we kind of do that now. We got 10 years. Once, you know, we can't turn back the clock, that's it.
Well, the fantasy in the 70s was that we were going to all be living underground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be so polluted on the surface you can't live here. And that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's going to be polluted and the ozone is going to be so screwed up that you won't be able to go outside.
Right.
So you'll have to live underground. And the thing that was funny is they weren't talking about eliminating fossil fuels. They were saying we're going to be out of fossil fuels.
Correct. That was the other thing I
and
announced
when I got
home.
And they were lamenting the fact that we would be out of fossil
fuels. And had no plan. And that was the point, was we got to make a plan because we're out in 12 years. We calculated it. It's 12 years. That's it. We're done.
Yeah,
and
but
no
the plan.
You guys are.
The plan wasn't really for alternative sources. It was just more we're going to be out.
Yeah.
It was essentially there was this finite amount of oil that was in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And according to all the experts' calculations, the oil would be gone.
Yeah.
You know, kind of made sense. Like they kind of show the globe,
mm-hmm.
then they'd show like a pool of oil in the middle of the globe, and they'd go, it's down to about halfway, and at the rate we're going, by 1986, shall be no more oil.
100% I was in that camp. 100%.
It kind of made sense.
It did make sense. There was also going to be a worldwide famine. We were also telling people about that.
Right.
Now, GMOs prevented that. And allowed for population growth, let alone no famine.
Right.
And now those are condemned. Let me mention our friends at Simply Safe before we go on. If you want your home to feel safer, no better time than now. This week, our buddies at Simply Safe have given the Adam and Drew podcast listeners access to their holiday deals, 40% off It's so easy. You put it up yourself. You take it with you when you leave. It's been important for Adam. He moves so much. Everything you need, indoor, outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, around-the-clock monitoring by trained professionals, and their stuff just keeps getting better, like all technologies. Named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News & World Report. Customize a system for your home online in just minutes. Even get free custom recommendations. Simply Safe's biggest discount of the year. Get a system starting at just over $100. It's ridiculous. $100 and you are Simply Safe. No long-term contracts, no long-term commitments, and supplies are limited. So take 40% off. Get that 40% discount for the Dr. Drew and Adam listeners at simplysafe.com/Adam2. One more time, simplysafe.com/Adam2 today.
All right. I have thoughts.
Yeah.
I was doing an interview earlier today, and I was talking about my series of stand-up specials that are going to be up on the Daily Wire. They are up on the Daily Wire. And we're kind of talking about censorship. And I thought, you know, I always kind of tell everyone, you know, back in the day, it was the religious right that was going after you for things you talked about.
Yeah, and we had to fight that a lot, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good.
Yeah, but I said, you know, the difference is, and I was sort of shocked when I was watching CNN over the weekend and Jim Acosta was going, bullshit, like right into the camera. Like, yeah. He wasn't saying BS.
Yeah.
Saying bullshit in the camera. Is that, this is just Saturday at noon, you know?
I was in the studio at Anderson Cooper's show when the decision came through that it would be okay for Anna Navarro to say shit.
Oh, if, really?
That was the moment. That's what they said. We're going to use shit.
Well, they're – so, but what I was saying was is back in the day, it was really all about words. It was George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words. It was this guy said bitch or God damn it or pissed on, God forbid.
Tits.
Or shit or fuck, you know. It was all, you said this word. I said, now that we've moved on, the religious right was kind of worried about words, you know. Now we're on to ideas, and that's a much scarier place in terms of censorship, because words can be navigated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just say, I don't need any of this GDS holes coming down, tell me to F off. You can kind of navigate words.
Yeah.
Ideas harder to navigate. Mm-hmm. I would argue impossible to navigate if your ideas are being attacked.
Well, not only is it impossible, you can be accused of having any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What's in your heart is what really they want to get after. And you can, that's mind reading, man. You can get into, you can say anything you want because there's zero objectivity to that.
Right. So the scary Orwellian is the thought police, not the word police. I think the word police, everyone kind of grows up with, you know, you have to kind of, you know, look, whether you're on the radio broadcasting or you're just sitting with polite company, you sort of get used to the language, but we're way past the language. As a matter of fact, the thought police encourage the foul language. They don't care about the foul language. That's fine with them.
Yeah.
It's the ideas that they go after.
Which is a colossal historical history of idea policing, right? And idea championing, call it ideology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the outcome for humans has always been, just look at the history, people. Just look at the history. Just read the history of countries, organizations, societies that have done that. The outcome for people is horrible.
Right.
Always.
Yep. Now, I don't know why there's not more pushback, but there's starting to be some pushback.
Well, I feel like smart people that have a platform are starting to push back. Look at our friend Bill Maher.
Yep.
Right? That's, you need go no further than there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to me. I feel I've stood behind him his entire career, even when he's said outrageous things like when he talked about it being brave to fly a plane into a building. I thought, well, he's logically it's awful to hear that. He's right and he has a right to say it.
Yes.
Why do you cancel him? He's just thinking out loud and willing to address thoughts that are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I've stood behind him forever. I don't always agree with everything he says, but I continue to stand behind him. And I feel delighted that I always have.
You're a hero, Drew.
No. I just like it when people that I think are clear-thinking, clear-headed, may not agree with them but have interesting ideas. It's borne out in challenging circumstances. Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right. Do you want to try to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. You want to start at the top and head down, or what do you want to do?
Let's just do that.
All right. Let's talk to Tom, 60, South Dakota.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Question about ringing in the ears. I had it when I was probably 14 or 15 years old. It just kind of went away on its own. And not this summer, but last summer, it came back. Is that a COVID thing, or is it possible to tell?
It's impossible to tell, right? Because
you're talking about tinnitus?
Yeah.
My dad had that years and years ago.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's not all tinnitus is related to COVID. I mean, it's been around throughout human history, right? And the fact that you've had it before sort of reduces the probability that it's necessarily COVID related. In my experience, most of the COVID related tinnitus has been in one ear or the other, not in both.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's been my experience.
Yeah,
doesn't mean you can get it in both, of course. But so yeah, I mean, if you want to test antibodies, you might be lucky. Maybe you had COVID, right? If you've had the vaccine, the standard antibody profile will not help you because it will just show that you've had the vaccine, essentially.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't had the vaccine.
Okay. Where in South Dakota do you live?
Rapid City.
My kids told me that there was a TV news little broadcast or something, report on how – is it Sioux City? Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls on the other side of the state.
That Sioux Falls is becoming like this new like mecca, like Sun Valley or like the places that like people are going to invest money and set up – I don't know what. Have you heard that, Tom?
Well, we have – I mean, I've only been here a year and a half. I lived outside of Washington, D.C. from day one to age 59.
Wow.
But a lot of people from Washington State, Oregon, California are moving here.
Where are you again?
Rapid City.
Yeah, I was in Rapid City about 3 months ago. It's beautiful. It's really a lovely place. I'd love to see my kids live there. It's that kind of place.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, not what's the difference.
I mean,
but
the winters can be extreme, especially for people that are used to Southern California.
Yeah, I bet.
But it is a beautiful area.
Why did you move?
A little bit on the political side, but I'm not really strident about the politics. It was just, you know, some people say like, oh, God told me to do this. And it wasn't that, but it was just, I started talking to my wife about, hey, let's think about moving, and she bought into it, and we came out here on vacation probably a year before we moved and really liked it, and so one thing led to another, and so we've been here a little over a year.
Certainly you can live a, you know, affordable quality life there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, compared to Northern Virginia where house prices are pretty extreme, and plus, you know, what they call a traffic jam here is nothing compared to,
hey,
to Northern Virginia.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that a lot of the real heavy blue states really understand how mobile people are these days and how sort of willing they are. I mean, and I think it's a confluence of a bunch of different things. I don't think it's purely political.
No.
I think there's a lot of technology. I mean, as soon as you have – first thing first, once you get that smartphone in your hand, you're already kind of untethered from your hometown or whatever that is.
Yep.
You've broadened your horizons. You're not going to be – kept out of the loop, you know. You know, it used to be you'd move out to the sticks and you wouldn't know what was going on in the world.
Right.
You know, you're out in the sticks.
Right.
Now
you're disconnected. Literally. You talk about that.
You could have your smartphone on you and live in the middle of Tokyo or the middle of Manhattan or out in the sticks. Mm-hmm. And you're every bit as connected if you choose to be. Then there's just the sort of general travel. You know, when I was growing up, I mean, the combined times I saw my dad and mom get on an airplane or, you know, two times from zero to the time I was 28, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
travel was a big deal. Going to the airport, luggage was a big deal. Hotels, you know, now it's get on the flight. You know, people routinely go to Vegas, go to the Bay Area, go to Phoenix, go, you know, for the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so look at the criteria. Listen, my kids are of that age where they're trying to decide where they want to live, and here's the things they look at. How quality of life, are there restaurants, are bars, are people nice, are they educated? How much the cost, both in terms of how much the dinner cost and how much the house cost or a rent cost? And then and this is the other one I found interesting. I wouldn't have thought of this. Proximity to a good airport.
Right.
Can I be near a good airport? Because I'm going to go where I want to go.
Right.
I mean, get on Southwest, it's $50. Think about that.
Yeah. So I do think that the folks, whether it's Virginia or whether it's California, the folks that govern those places should start factoring that in a little more.
Well, but this country has a long history of moving about. That's been one of the big strengths of this country. And people have argued frontier is dead. The front people don't move around anymore. No, guess what? We're doing it now.
We have a long history of it, but most of that history is going west and then staying.
Yeah.
Now
it's just moving about still, though, and we're moving in the middle.
No, I know, but people who govern the West got used to people going to the West and staying.
Where
in
are
the
you going
to
go?
Where are you going to go?
I have one quick thing, though. Dig this. They generally pass through the middle states to get to the West. Now they're going back to fill in the middle.
Right.
Interesting, right?
All right. Let me tell you about concrete. Bodies need creatine to function.
I am a creatine fan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they want to function properly.
I take it every day.
But only create 50% of what we need. Concrete, I'll tell you how to spell that in a minute, is an amazing molecule that provides the benefits of creatine without the negative side effects of poorly absorbed creatines from the past, like water penetration, bloat, cramps, diarrhea.
Can happen.
Concrete inventor tested it on himself and immediately began seeing improvements in his athletic performance, cognitive abilities, and overall health. So he patented it. Concrete is the gift of better health, focus, fitness, immunity, and you can do it this holiday. Do it for someone you love. Do it for yourself. It's a perfect stocking stuffer. It's available at Walmart and Walmart.com, right, Matt?
That's right. Enter to win a free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 gift card. Take better control of your health, both body and mind. Get concrete into your life today. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast. Available now at Walmart and Walmart.com. Concrete is truly changing the fitness and health game. Go to con-crete.com/podcast.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, Drew, what do you got?
Well, I just saw a Ryan Holiday post that I thought you would appreciate, a Stoic quote from Seneca. No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing you've been saying for a long time. And Seneca, there he is.
Yeah, who's Seneca?
He's a Roman politician that was a famous Stoic writer and political scientist who – I believe eventually got his hands cut off for writing a little too much about what was going on in Rome.
All right, let's talk to a police officer, Joey, 41, from San Francisco. Joey?
Hi, guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I talked to you guys a couple times. I first called you about a year ago, talking about COVID homelessness. And,
homelessness.
I just read Michael Schellenberger's book, San Francisco, and I saw that Drew was mentioned. Read it, maybe any thoughts on having him as a guest on one of your shows?
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Let me just say Joey said was that Joey's a San Francisco police officer, I believe, and we've talked to him before about homelessness and the mess that there is. Michael Schellenberger is a former climate activist who realized that the climate folks weren't interested in correcting the climate problem because he could see clearly that carbon capture and nuclear energy was the way out. And when he would bring it up, they would yell him down. So he became an activist for actual solutions for climate. Along the way, he noticed the homeless thing and the fentanyl crisis in particular. I've been with Michael for a little while now, sort of talking to him and bringing him downtown and showing him what the nature of the problem is. He's an extremely bright guy and a great writer. He sent me his new book is called San Francisco. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. He sent me the manuscript before it was published. I read it and don't disagree with anything in there. It's how exactly how we get into this mess, exactly how these shitty policies do their work, and exactly why people can't change course and what's going to be required to actually save lives and how they don't really care. They don't care, which is shocking.
Yeah.
It was a great book, and really you can just tell how well researched it is. I mean, he was spot on when he's talking about just the drug dealers, the people. I know most of the people he's talking about because they're locals there. So, I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
And Joey, let me give you one other book that you should read with San Francisco. It's called The Least of Us Sam Quinones. And he dovetails what Michael's talking about with the distribution of this new methamphetamine that is all made from products essentially in the hardware store, and what it's doing to people's brain and why it's ending people on the street, and how you can chronicle meth with homelessness and the mental health crisis as it spreads across the country. You will love that book. That one will be very helpful for you.
Yeah.
How's it going over there in San Francisco? We saw you, San Francisco PD, on the news with the whole Louis Vuitton and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that just happened, 3 days ago on Friday. It's been quiet since then, but hopefully it stays quiet. But yeah, that was a pretty wild times. It's happening all over the Bay Area.
Right, and it seems like it's well-organized and effective, so will continue happening unless you can go to the root, right?
Well, and now the progressive DA is now starting to talk tough, but I doubt much is going to happen. He's the guy who took over for Gascon, who you guys have now.
Oh, great.
So, I doubt much is going to happen, but it's people are starting to get upset. People are starting to – there's a recall going for our district attorney. People are starting to get pissed off over here, which is what's needed. Now, Michael Schellenberger talks about it in his book, but a lot of the moms of the addicts on the street are starting to, like – they're starting to go to the heart of the problem and protest where the drug dealers are.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's kind of what's needed is people get angry and
you're right. It's so weird to me that the politicians, you can see what they've done.
Thanks,
and yet
Joey.
They won't make change until the political winds blow against them. Then, now we're going to do it. That's really kind of bizarre to me. It's shocking that's kind of – they like put their finger in the air and lick their finger, put it up, and that's what determines their policies. It's weird. It's weird to me.
The people are dumb, though. The voters are dumb. I mean, let's not – or I don't know if I want to use the word dumb, but they're
misled,
ensconced in their sort of politics. You know, they have this – thing, and they need to be a little more sophisticated.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Just look outside. See what they've done.
Well,
pay attention.
But here's what I'm saying.
It's like healthy eating.
Well,
just be aware.
Yeah, but what you're saying is look outside.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you know, you voted for president, you voted for governor, you voted for whoever. Okay. Their border policy is no more fences, stop the fence construction, you know, tear down the fence, the remain in Mexico thing, that's now gone. And we got to take these guys off of horses who are whipping people on the Rio Grande with their reins or whatever. Okay. Now, you need to be a little more sophisticated and understand this is going to lead to this thing.
Right.
So when you get the super progressive DA and he goes, I'm no longer going to prosecute shoplifters who steal under $1,000 and I'm no longer going to X, Y, and Z, you go, good for you. I'm voting for you. Be a little more sophisticated. Understand that will then lead to what you're seeing now.
Yeah.
So wake up a little bit.
Well, again, but this-
then they see the outcome and they go, well, this is not what we signed up for.
Yeah.
Yes, it
you
is.
You have a principal of a school who says, I'm getting rid of standardized testing and no more tardies and no more school and free periods all the time. And you go, oh, I like the cut of this guy's jib. Oh, what happened? The school's failing.
Yeah.
Wake up and be a little more sophisticated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, just understand human behavior. You have to have a basic understanding of how human works. But that seems to have been left out of the equation.
All right.
I think people are waking up to that too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you about Truebill. Wonder why free trials renew without your consent? It's a scam. Don't let corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill, new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year. Truebill has helped 2 million users save over $100 million.
That's just a good service.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Everyone's got stuff they don't know about. Just link your accounts to Truebill, and they'll cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap.
Is it an app? Do I have to? Because I'm going to do it as soon as the show's over. Okay.
Yes, it is. All right. You should do it the second the show ends. It is Truebill. Right, Matt?
Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ADS. Go right now. Drew, wait till after the show. Truebill.com/ADS. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/ADS.
All right, let's talk to Steve, Vacaville, California, has a hydroxychloroquine.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Adam, I was listening to your show earlier. You talked about, I haven't heard anything about Africa.
Say that again. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what you said.
I'm sorry. About COVID in Africa.
Oh, Africa. COVID. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was listening to that earlier, and you were right about it's a younger population. That's one could be one factor. And another factor is sub-Saharan Africa is awash in hydroxychloroquine because of malaria.
Yeah, so, people have been studying that from the beginning. That's been one of the early arguments on hydroxychloroquine. It turns out when you really look at it, you know, they don't have obesity. They have genetic fitness because they have all more serious challenges than COVID that they're dealing with, yellow fever and whatnot. And they are young. They are very young, and so they're not detecting COVID. They're not looking for it.
Well, there's a couple things.
Yeah,
they're at a 6% vaccination rate.
Right,
6%. So remember, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be decimated.
Right.
Except for not.
Well, right? Florida. Look at Florida. Oh no, wait.
There's 6% vaccination.
Also vitamin D also.
The
sun.
This study, the vast majority of people who died from COVID had like 90%+ deficiency in vitamin D. And in sub-Saharan Africa, you tend to be outside a lot more. You tend to, especially around the equator.
Although having high degrees of melanin in the skin does interfere with that a bit. But the vitamin Ds are all early things that have been talked about in COVID. I mean, from the beginning, people have been thinking about this stuff.
Well, here was my conspiracy theory. Now, so just to be clear, 6% vaccination rate.
Yep.
Average age 20 versus 43 in Europe. But as I've said, not a peep from the medical community or the media about Africa. I've heard all about Europe, and more Europe. Pandemics. Yeah. In pandemics, we always turn to Africa.
Yeah.
They've not turned to Africa.
Right.
And I believe
no panic there.
They're not turning to Africa because they weren't decimated. There's no bad news.
Right.
Thanks, Steve.
But hydroxychloroquine, that was discussed. It turns out it's more availability of hydroxychloroquine is ubiquitous than use of hydroxychloroquine is ubiquitous. And when they model these things, it probably is more about the age and the lack of obesity and the lack of detection. Well, they're not testing for it.
But aren't people on hydroxychloroquine over there?
Not all the time. It's available. It's available.
Yeah, I know. It's available because they take it in much larger doses.
And
I mean,
more
from
frequently.
We do. No one here. I mean, people with lupus take it.
I don't think it's accurate to say that everyone's on it all the time.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a much higher percentage of people on it.
Oh, for sure. That's why they
– And the vitamin D thing's interesting as well.
Yes. All factors, right? All these things kind of add up, each one of them probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, weight, age, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine. Yep. Yeah, it's a soup. Mm-hmm. All right, take care of your business there, Drew.
All right, Talkspace. That's right. This is a 100% secure, stigma-free. It's an app that puts you in a private room with just you and a therapist. I've been saying for quite some time that, A, we're used to doing things on Zoom and with phone right now with electronic media, and it works. COVID gave us that. And people hate going into the waiting room of a therapist's office, not with Talkspace. You don't have to sit there with that discomfort of waiting for your therapist and who you're going to run into and what other therapists, you know, patients you're going to run into. No, that's right. Talkspace lets you speak to a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, computer. Message your therapist anytime, text, video, voice. It's not like traditional therapy, though it is therapy. And as I said, it's secure. Send messages 24/7, get replies throughout the day. No waiting for the weekly appointments. Whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, any other mental health issues, you feel like you take care of your physical health. How about your mental health? Don't leave that to friends and family. If you have a mental health issue, you need a professional help, just like if you had a physical issue. And God knows we go to the doctors for every little thing. So why not do that for our brain? Talk to someone who's trained to help you make lasting progress. Right, Matt?
Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code ADS at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code ADS.
All right. Doing some live shows at the Bray Improv December 15th. We're going to tape them, so they're going to be specials for the Daily Wire. TJ Miller's going to join me. Patrick Warburton's going to join me. Then December 22nd, 23rd, Portland, Oregon, Helium Comedy Club. Be our last shows of the year. Do some live pod and some stand-up there as well. And you can check out all our docs and Going Racing with Adam Carolla. You can watch it on our Pluto TV channel, Chassis Channel 687. What do you got, Drew?
Go to Dr.TV. We've had some really great guests on the streaming show. All that is there, and also DrDrew.com for the podcast.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.